Good morning, you. Yeah, I couldn't sleep, so I've been reading. Have you ever heard of this book? It's called The Art of Kissing, a 1936 Guide for Lovers by Maria Popova. Let me just read you a little bit. Like a bee that settles on the fragrant pistils of a flower and sips in the nectar for honey, so should you sip in the nectar from between the lips of your love. Yes, I know how much you love hearing me, and this is so much better than a menu. Shall I continue? I want you to sip the nectar from my lips. I like reading to you because you like to listen. And this is even better than a recipe. Okay. The lips are not only the part of the mouth which should be joined in kissing. Every lover is a glutton. He wants everything that is part of his sweetheart, everything. He doesn't want to miss a single iota of her million pleasure joys, as Keats once wrote of them. That is why, when kissing, there should be as many contacts, bodily contacts, as is possible. Snuggle up closely together. Feel the warm touch of each other's bodies. Be so close that the rise and fall of each other's bosoms is felt by one another. Does this give you any ideas? What? No! No, you don't have to go to work. Why would you want to get out of this warm bed? You stay right there, and I'll come and climb in with you. Oh, you. Never mind the children and your responsibilities. I'll show you what a truly warm bed is. Oh, you want me to apply the reading? First, I guess to make this truly work, we have to be naked. Then I would kiss you just like the book described, with as much bodily contact as possible. First your lips, then your jaw, and along to your earlobe, down your neck, across your collarbone. I may bite your shoulder gently, following on down to your chest and your ribs. Are you ticklish? Oh, okay. Not when you're aroused. Okay. I'd make my kisses slow and very deliberate when placing them on your stomach and down to your navel. They wouldn't stop all the way to your hardening cock. That cock would get most of my attention. My soft lips, warm tongue, and open mouth all taking you in. I would slide my mouth as far down as I could go, sucking gently. Then, pulling almost off and licking the tip, rolling my tongue around it. I want to feel you push into my mouth, testing my limits, training my reflexes. The pleasure of hearing your moans, the sounds of me pleasing you. Then I'd climb on top of you and sink down on your cock. More kissing then as I ride you. I'd be a glutton devouring your mouth, feeling your hands on me, pulling me close to feel the rise and fall of my chest as we breathe together, breathe into each other. I long to hear your grunts, your gasps, your groans of pleasure and full of love and full of you. I'd come all over you, and it would be amazing.